3. Early on the morning of September 30, unable to sleep, I began researching airfares to New York. I had classes till Thursday, so I couldn't leave before October 2, and of course flying on that short notice would cost more than I could afford. Really, anything would. Every month my salary from the university was instantly siphoned off by two rents and two sets of utility bills, along with payments to the banks I was into for some $60,000. When I wasn't teaching, I cowered inside the house, afraid the last bills would fly from my pockets the moment I stepped outside. But what was I supposed to do? I thought of our poor Gattino, who had vanished from the yard the year before and had probably died alone thousands of miles from where he had been born. I thought of Biscuit wandering through the lank fall undergrowth, hungry and dazed. I thought of college kids racing down the back roads in fast cars bought for them by enabling parents. I thought of coyotes. I don't have any special powers where cats are concerned, where anything is concerned. But at least Biscuit usually came when I called her. Maybe she'd come for Sherry. She liked Sherry, or she liked the food Sherry poured into her dish almost as dependably as F and I did. And I'm sure more dependably than Bruno, who couldn't be trusted to return a phone call, and if you want to know the truth, seemed a little afraid of cats. And so I told myself that Biscuit would come when she heard Sherry's voice. That is, if she heard it. She might not be able to. After going through a bunch of travel websites, I opted for the discount airline that flew out of Myrtle Beach, an hour and a half away. A round-trip flight to LaGuardia would cost me $302.50, plus $63 in fees. It was still too much. I let the cursor hover over the Buy Now button. I may have clicked on it a couple of times, and then canceled. I cursed Bruno, and F, and even Biscuit, and then prayed that God, or whatever, not take those curses seriously. I was just joking. Finally, I sent Bruno an email, telling him I'd be coming up on October 2 to look for Biscuit unless he or Sherry found her first. He should let me know by the end of the day. I hoped it didn't read like an ultimatum, but of course, that's what it was. Here are some of the places I've seen her sleep. On the frayed red modular sofa in the living room, beside the remote control I'd left there the night before. Stirring, she'd knock it to the floor, and the soft thump of its...